There's a lot going on in the news, so much so it's really hard to keep silent, and trust me, I have a lot to say. This is Robin with KRBN Internet News Talk Radio Commentary, coming up right after this. And welcome to the program. It's been about 7 months now since Cliff has retired from the program, and we have been very lax due to other life and work issues. However, just want to let you know that KRBN Internet News Talk Radio is still here, and we do not plan to go away anytime soon. We are still looking for other potential co-hosts and shows, especially with the 2016 election coming up. So please stay tuned to this channel and subscribe to our Facebook page for updates and commentary. In the meantime, as I said in the onset, there is a lot going on, too much to be silent about anymore, and when time allows, we'll try to get some of these commentaries in on a regular basis. With that being said, something I wanted to touch on, Donald Trump. Boy, I tell you, some people keep saying that he's Donald Trump. What can I say? Anyways, Donald Trump has entered the race, has got me laughing my ass off, and I will tell you why. People hear what they want to hear. I listened to his full speech, his commencement speech, and I was very impressed from what I heard. Granted, he talked in circles a lot of the time, but he was also, I felt, was very genuine. He didn't use a teleprompter. He did not, in my opinion, talk down to the people in the audience and hasn't really talked down to anybody, really, in any other interviews. I feel that he talked to them, not at them. He also spoke about what people have been trying to get across to our politicians for a very long time. In the last election, when we sent the Republicans to office, we sent a message, they've made promises, they fell through. But as I said, people hear what they want to hear, and some people are so caught up in the race card that all they heard was, oh my God, he's against immigrants. That is not what Donald Trump said. I could play you the sound clip that has caused all this controversy, but it's been everywhere, so there's really no point. But what I do recommend, if you have any questions, is go out and listen to it. He did not say that all immigrants are bad. But what I will say is to keep track of all the companies and politicians that are coming out and supporting illegal immigration. Univision, no surprise there. Also, the Miss America pageant, which was scheduled to be shown on Univision. Donald Trump had a contract with him. They decided to go against the contract. Too bad. Donald has the very right. He has very legal right to sue them, and I don't blame him. Macy's, for example, decided that they wanted to close out the Donald Trump lines of menswear. And I'm laughing my ass off on that one, too, because over 30,000 people that we know of have called the corporate offices to cancel their cards and to tell them that we will not be shopping at Macy's anymore. NBC says it will no longer have anything to do with Donald Trump, which is interesting because Donald Trump announced, even before NBC announced that it won't have anything to do with the Donald, that he could not do The Apprentice anymore because he's running for office, and in a sense canceled NBC before NBC canceled him. And not surprisingly, good old Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and Jeb Bush, who translated English to Spanish for our Spanish-speaking voters, spoke out against Donald Trump for his comments against illegal immigration. Even the Republican Party is not happy with Donald Trump's comments as they realize that he's stepping on forbidden territory, as the Republican Party might be seen as a racist. In fact, it was suggested to Donald Trump that he run as an independent. Nice try, fellas. I think Donald Trump is smarter than that. Remember Ross Perot? He caught people's attention to the point that it made the Republican and Democrats nervous enough that they started mimicking his tactics. They tried everything they could think of to keep him out of the debates. Didn't work. In the end, Ross Perot had no chance of getting elected thanks to the Electoral College, which he received not one vote. And if you will recall on a side note, twice in our history, the electoral vote had elected a president over the popular vote. And sadly, Kate Steinle, I apologize if I pronounce it wrong, the lady that was murdered by a 5-time deportee, illegal immigrant, someone who should, first of all, not have been in this country to begin with, and is a felon. And let me clarify this. By law, I know we don't believe in it anymore, but by law, entering the United States, crossing sovereign borders, believe it or not, is only a misdemeanor, and I wish they would change that. Being deported and returning automatically becomes a felony. Let me say that again. Being deported and returning is a felony. And this guy was deported 5 times. Hello? That's got to say something. And on top of that, we are hearing Hillary Clinton defending sanctuary cities, stating that we need them for our safety. You're kidding me, right? And of course, not totally unexpected, others on the left are stating that, well, if we just had comprehensive immigration reform, this wouldn't have happened. You know, I really don't get these people. We're talking about the sanctity and the safety of our country. We're talking about a federal government that blasted Arizona for wanting to follow and enforce the federal immigration rules, but yet we have almost 200 sanctuary cities that are allowed to decide not to. Folks, I don't know where we're going with this as a nation, but Donald Trump is saying what a lot of people in the mainstream are saying, like him or not, at least this is something that's being brought to the forefront. And now, sanctuary cities and illegal immigrant is being talked about over the fear of being called a racist. I hope you enjoyed these commentaries. This is Robin with KRBN Internet News Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook and let us know if you would like more of these little commentaries, and also to stay up to date on any upcoming announcement and guests and other shows that we have planned in the future. Stay tuned!